listener production. Just a couple of happy boys popping out a daily podcast. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Oh, very happy Friday to you. We are only one weekend away from performing this podcast live, Matt O'Kine, Comedy Republic, next Wednesday the 3rd. Come on down, because at 7 p.m. the mics go live and you can be involved in one of these cheeky little episodes to celebrate our 3rd birthday.
Now, you have been at Comedy Republic for most of last week, you know, last few months. But after we announced the 3rd birthday show for All Day Breakfast, happening live, Comedy Republic, your comedy club in Melbourne, 7 p.m. And have people been responding to the announcement?
Oh, mate, people coming in for shows and just like, I'll see you on next Wednesday.
Hey, okay, so tickets are going. You better jump in quick if you do want to come and join us. It's $20 and we will be doing our podcast live. We'll be chatting to people in the crowd. We'll be doing very special segments. It's going to be extremely fun.
And if you've been playing our segments showdown, we will be making sure that we reveal the winner of the greatest All Day Breakfast segment of all time, and doing the segment. I think it's only fair that we do the segment at the live show as well, so that'd be good. If you can't make it, if you do have accessibility issues, we are streaming it live as well, so everyone can join in the fun, and it should be a good time next Wednesday evening. But as for right now, Matt O'Kine, are we going to have a good time right now?
Let's not talk about Wednesday. Let's talk about ASAP, bro. This is going to be a very, 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 very fun episode. I've got a little bit of an update for you about a situation that unfolded a little bit earlier this week, and it's kind of gone to the next level, which I'm a little bit shocked about. Also, the legal issues that you were talking about, Daiso.
It seems like we've all got issues today, mate, but let's get through it, shall we? It's Friday. Hope you're going well. This is All Day Breakfast.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Tyson, they say lightning doesn't strike twice.
I think there was a guy who got struck a couple of times by lightning.
Bro, you're looking at him. So, you know, a couple of days ago, I mentioned the little brouhaha that happened out the front of a restaurant in streets of Sydney.
Where someone saw you, it looked as if, because they couldn't see the cameras filming from within the store, it looked as if you were assaulting one of Australia's most beloved comedians, Denise Scott, trying to drag her into
something.
A good Samaritan comes up and says, whoa,
stop,
settle down, buddy.
Yeah.
You're like, sorry, we're filming.
I'm like, you ruined a take.
Is that going to make the blooper reel, by the way, of Mother and Son, like at the cast party or something? Because they would have been filming.
Well, mate, when I say lightning doesn't strike twice, how's this? We got the police called on us.
No!
And I don't mean the any old police.
Yeah.
I mean the police, right? So they turn up on set, proper police.
Yeah.
Because someone saw there was a film. Okay, I don't want to give it too much away. There's a film where some character in our show gets driven away in an ambulance.
Okay.
Okay. Someone sees a fake ambulance on their street.
Yeah.
Calls the anti-terrorist hotline.
Like the if you see something, say something hotline.
Okay. Because they're like, there's a fake ambulance on the street. There's someone pretending. I think it was an actual ambulance. Sees, drove past and saw a fake ambulance.
Yeah, they knew that that's not a real one.
That's not a real ambulance. That is a fake ambulance. It's just sitting on the street at the front of this house. They call the anti-terror squad on us and say, we think there might be someone with bombs or there's someone trying to trick someone. We don't know what it is, but you need to go and investigate. Suddenly bloody cop cars are turning up to our set. You know, our producers having to talk to them, be like, look, it's just, we're obviously filming. We've got all the things with the council and everything. It's all approved.
So if they'd called the local police, maybe they would have said, oh, that could be the fake ambulance. Yeah.
Exactly. And but so then they
called the anti-terror.
Straight to the top. Oh my Lord. Like, it's just, do you know how embarrassing it is when you're like, the cops turn up, like, what's going on? Is there bombs in that thing? You're like, no, there's just some bad acting, don't worry.
But I will be bombing later, but it's not on your air yet.
So the police officer's like, All right, no worries. We'll take some photos and we might post them on our socials just to let the community know that it's all okay.
Well, that's good.
And so then we're like, can you tag us, please?
We need that
handing
bump.
Over handles. Like, please, we need that New South Wales police bump. That's Matt with two T's. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Desperation.
And it made me think, you know, thank you. Thank you, actually, because it is people who are aware that keep us safe. So I do want to send a shout out, even though it's a little bit inconvenient. I should say, this should not stop anyone. Never think, never just assume that someone's filming a movie.
Oh, that building's on fire. It's probably just a prop fire, though. Yeah. I'll leave that.
Yeah, never, ever do that. So good on you for doing it. But there's been a couple of instances. I mean, I don't know whether you saw the news about this Chinese police car that was seen in Melbourne. There was another one that's seen in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah. What was going on with that?
So the reason why it made the news, I guess, if you're wondering why a Chinese-marked police car would be making the news, is because obviously there are no Chinese police cars that would be officially in Australia for any particular reason. There's no jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction here or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? But what authorities were suggesting is that people do it as a little bit of a prank, right?
Yeah.
And because you can buy these decals to stick on the side of your car for like $10 on the internet.
I've seen decals of like putting like fake bullet holes in their car as well. Those
So that's all fun and games if you're that way inclined. But the problem with the police car situation is that Chinese locals who might be visiting Australia.
Well, the problem with the bullet holes is they're appropriating American culture there. Like, that's quite offensive.
So, anyway, the Chinese police car situation is it actually poses a threat, a psychological threat to maybe ex-Chinese citizens or Chinese citizens who are visiting Australia, that there might be this feeling that they are actually being surveilled by their government. There was situations that unfolded in South Australia a couple of years ago when there was Hong Kong protests happening and these kind of jokes were being placed on the public. But at the time, you know, if you have a Chinese background and there is political unrest and suddenly you're seeing a Chinese police car go down your street, that in itself is a psychological barrier that you have to kind of overcome when really you just want to go for a walk to get some stuff from the shop. So,
yep. So that's why we don't play pranks with fake authorities. The only good prank is, of course, the humble whoopee cushion.
And that's it.
They should make more of a comeback than these bloody fake Chinese police cars.
Well, speaking of pranks, there was a 47-year-old gentleman in India recently who got arrested for calling the Mumbai police regarding three Pakistani terrorists that had just arrived in the city via Dubai.
Which has made that story up.
Well, he named his cousin as one of the terrorists because he was having a property dispute with him.
Oh, my God.
They were arguing over a block of land. So he decided to call up the Indian police and say that his cousin was a terrorist. They all turn up. It turns into a big hoo-ha.
Oh,
they're tracking the phone calls. Suddenly, this guy gets arrested, detained, and they're like, why did you do that? And he's like, he's got a block of my land that I wanted. So,
well, he won't need that land when he's in jail. So don't do that. And also, I mean, I will admit, I somewhat smiled when these started happening for a little bit, but it's not funny anymore and a waste of resources. Don't get in touch with like the authorities on Facebook and that sort of thing. And I was like, say, I've seen a robbery. Can you send photos? And you send a photo of Shannon Knoll getting second in Australian Idol. Don't do that to the news services and the emergency services. It was kind of funny back in the day, but that's done. That's done, all right?
Look, but all of this, none of this negates the fact you should stay aware, keep an eye and a lookout.
Exactly. You should keep an eye out on the streets and keep an ear on Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Sweet.
Well, Matt, you are not the only one to have had a run-in with the police this week.
Oh.
We've always said we're the bad boys of podcasting. I mean, that is no lie. But if you needed any more evidence, I would present to you the correspondence I received from Victoria Police this week.
Oh, no. I mean, I've already gotten you in trouble once before with the law.
Which time?
Remember when you were picking me up? Oh, I was giving you a lift to work one very early morning and you happened to spot some criminal activity and then ended up needing to become a witness in a court case.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right. That's right. When you were late for work, so I had to walk to your house and got embroiled in an intimidation and theft scandal. Yes, I do recall that. Going through the mug shots in the courtroom. Was that the guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? I'm like, they all look dodgy looking people. Which dodgy person is this?
Oh, I remember.
No, the letter comes through. Alexander Dyson. Dear sir/madam.
Bit old.
References made to your letter regarding infringement notice number blah, 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 issued to you on date. I have reviewed the decision to serve an infringement notice. I'm satisfied the alleged offence was committed and confirm that the issue of the infringement notice is justified. Your circumstances have been considered. And in this instance, this offence is considered to be a serious safety-related matter. As a result, the issue of an official warning notice would not be appropriate. If you wish to dispute this infringement notice, you can elect to have the matter heard and determined in the magistrate's court. Alternative, you may finalise the matter by paying the penalty of $182.
Bro, what is this? Did you forget to vote?
No.
What happened?
Although that could be a serious safety issue. I needed a van to move some things because your van was busy.
Well, well, well. Who's the van man now?
So I went on one of those car share apps. It was Car Next Door at the time, right?
Yeah.
Book a van near me. Okay, there's one up the road. Walk up there. Get into it. I ain't got to take the photos of where it is. Get in the van. Go and get my stuff. Bring it back 2 hours later. Drop it off. Same spot I picked it up. Next thing you know, a few months later, cop this fine for parking in the wrong spot. I'm like, hang on. I picked it up and put it back where I got it from. Like, yeah. Was parked incorrectly to start with. And you now have blood on your hands, sir.
No.
Unbelievable. So then I try and contest. I'm like, look, here are the photos where it is. There's no stopping signs on the adjacent walls. It's just in this weird random car park section. Please, can we get over it? And then they get in touch and go, nah, $182, mate. Well, you know what, mate? I am going to the magistrate's court on this one. I walked past there the other day. There's a different van parked there.
Uh-oh.
People have been parking vans there for ages.
Wow.
It's obviously poorly signed, and I'm going to go into court and plead my case. What do you reckon?
Wow. Wow.
Old Alex Dyson, the representing himself, do you reckon I could do it?
Oh, I reckon you could. I reckon you could. I've been to court.
What are you being to court for?
I'm resisting arrest and obstructing police.
Oh, boy.
No, it was the bloody casino situation, remember?
Yeah, I do.
And apparently I wasn't in a taxi zone. The police pull up, go, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to get home. And they said, no, you're not. Go to a taxi zone. I was like, oh, go away. I'm fine. I'm just going to get home. Anyway, next thing you know, there's an argument. They said, get out of here or we'll arrest you. And I said, you're not going to bloody arrest me. And then my face was on the bonnet. Oh, we laugh now, Alex Dyson. Tell you what, my dad wasn't laughing when I bloody rock up to his house, bloody tears in my eyes, little 18-year-old Matt. I say, they bloody arrested me.
I said that they wouldn't, but they did.
And then I had to go. Then he had to call in call his mate who's a lawyer suddenly.
You had a lawyer representing you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, he's a lawyer.
Still got their number?
No, I can't remember. But I tell you what, whatever happened, they did the right thing because I had to go to court. And so I was like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. Wear my nice shirt. I was worried about my parking. I kept worrying, well, like, I didn't know how long it was going to take.
So you should be.
So I paid for parking, and I was sitting in 18-year-old Matt, sitting in my little button-up shirt, waiting for my matter to be heard. I'm keep looking at my watch, just going, oh, my God, my parking's about to run out. They haven't called my name. I was so stressed. And eventually I was like, I thought, what happens if I go to fill out my parking and they call my name and I'm not there and then I get sent to jail or something? And so then eventually I went up to the front and I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm still waiting for my name to be called out. But my parking's about to run out. And they go, what's your name? I said, Matthew O'Kine. And then he just looked at his little paper. He goes, oh, mate, that case got thrown out. I was like, oh, thanks.
That's
you could have told me.
Could have told you. Well, with me walking into the courtroom to try and plead my innocence, we asked you, what are your court stories? Are you getting tips that I could get for this upcoming appearance? Kat has got in touch all the way from Germany. Shout out to you, Kat, saying I went to court because I had to pay a fine for public urination. I thought the car on the corner was a taxi. Turns out it was a cop car. I then tried to bribe the officer with all the money I had in my wallet if you don't tell my mum.
Oh, no.
Alcohol may have been involved. In the court, the judge read the ticket and looked at me and said, so the police actually caught you with your pants down. I had to pay a $50 fine. So luckily I didn't pick you up for bribery as well there, Kat.
And we've also got Peter on the line from Perth, WA. Hello, Peter. You've been to court.
G'day. Yeah, I have. So when I was going for my driving test, it was out in a country town, so you had to do it with a local police officer. So I was sitting there doing my test next to the cop, and then as we were driving along, someone like pulled out in front of us and did a bit of a burnout, and he's like, follow him, chase him. Like, what?
What?
He's like, go,
in
go,
your
go.
Driving test?
Yeah, my driving test, 17. And I'm like, what? He's like, go, go. And I'm like, do you want me to speed? And he's like, no, just go quickly. They're like, all right. So I was following him through this town for about a couple of Ks, and then this bloke's pulled up, and the cop is like, just park here, park here. And he's jumped out of the car, and he's yelled at this bloke, pulled him out of his car, put him into mine.
The back of your own car.
Sorry, you're in your test, and he's put you in his car.
Yeah, he's put this bloke in my car.
I mean, put him in your car. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's actually your car. You're not driving the policeman's car. It's literally your car vehicle.
No, it wasn't a cop car. It was the school's, because we did our driving test through the school's car.
You've got a criminal in the back seat while you're doing your test.
Yeah, and he said, take us back to the cop station.
Do a 3-point turn here and take us back to the cop shop.
Oh, no, my test was out the window.
Were they handcuffed in the back?
Nah. It was just sitting there. I was looking in the rearview mirror like, oh, hello. Yeah, so we got to the cop station and I was like, so did I pass? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, totally forgotten about me. He's just on this young hoon. And then, yeah, I had to go to court and be a witness and tell the story.
Oh, God. Did you get, you got your driver's license, though?
Yeah, I got the, passed all that.
Hey, Peter, you've nailed it. That is absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for chatting to us about it. And
no worries.
How about that? A good Samaritan, mate.
And, Darso, just one thing. Have you ever noticed how Matt always says your full name? Says, what do you think, Alex Dyson? It's like, do you ever think you have kids, Alex Dyson?
That is an interesting one. I think he's going to be just like the judge when I go to court saying my full name.
Well, Alex Dyson's come to that time of the week where we dip into the mailbag and catch some of the correspondence that we missed during the weekdays. We love hearing from you on at matt.and.alex, but we can't mention everyone and we can't reply to everyone. So this is our chance to chat out some of the missed heroes.
That's right. Sometimes, you know, in the mailbag, there's a few postcards, you know, occasionally a one-page letter. Sometimes you get a couple of pages, but today we're going to be dedicating this to a large, almost novel of correspondence. It is a solo mailbag. And so we're going to be doing that right now.
Yeah, that's right. This message came from Jared. It said, hi, Matt, Alex, and Bron. Regarding the episode on March 22nd, 2002, about making Dulux paint colors for each of you.
I just thought of a beautiful, luscious brown crossed with a little bit of golden retriever, maybe a little bit of gray in there, with the name of the colour Rat Dog.
What about this? Okay, we're looking at a little bit of gold, yellowy, light brown, tan colour. What about this? Crumlicious. I'm a painter and have made Dulux colours for you named Rat Dog and Crumlicious. Let me know an email address and I'll send you some photos and further details. Thanks, Jared. And we have Jared on the phone right now. Hello, Jared.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Were you catching up some episodes and heard what was going on?
I listened to it at the time, and I've just been sort of racking my brain over the last little while to figure out how to do it for you.
This is truly humbling, Jared, and very, very kind of you to do that. What is the process? I wouldn't know how to start. That's why we just blurt out these moments of stupidity onto the, you know, onto the recording airwaves, and then hope that people like you with actual brains that can make them happen sort of pick them up. So, yeah, what did you do?
So we've got a little colour device that can measure all the different spectrums and everything like that. So I can actually create any colour. So if you've got a T-shirt or a coffee cup or anything like that, we can actually scan it and make a colour.
So you're a painter by trade, or you work for a paint company?
No, I own a painting business and I'm a painter by trade, yep.
Amazing.
So how did you decide on what the colours looked like? How did you get the rat dog and the crumalicious?
Yeah, mate. So normally we need the actual thing that we're measuring in person. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, you guys are on the other side of the country, so I couldn't do that. So the best thing I could come up with is print off a couple of pictures of you guys, and I actually mix the colour by hand, like a little bit of red, a little bit of yellow, all that sort of stuff.
What?
And then I use a colour computer to measure those values, and then I went to Dulux, and we made up a formula, and then we named it Crumalicious and Rat Dog.
Oh, my God.
Now, the photo you used was the headshots from the logo tile of our podcast. So whenever you click on Matt correct. And Alex Auto Breakfast, you see our faces. Imagine the colour of our skin. That is now a paint that you can get and pop on your walls.
You guys are immortal.
Wait. So can anyone actually buy these colours?
Yeah, that's correct. But you have to ring up a specific store in WA. Because they're the only ones that have the formula. But yeah, if you want to chuck the formula up on your Insta, then yeah, anyone can walk into a Dulux store or a Bunnings or anything and get that colour made up.
Oh my!
I don't know why anyone would.
Hang on.
Are you telling me that these aren't going to be the most popular wall paint colours in Australia?
Oh, we could try.
Mate, wow. This is, I genuinely cannot believe this. Okay.
Is this the first time you've done this for a paint colour? Jared, what other colours have you done?
Oh, so we've just done the family. Like, we've got this little colour device and we pass it around at dinner parties and stuff like that. And you measure everyone's skin. Normally it comes up with a normal Dulux colour.
Right.
Someone might be, I don't know, hog bristle or self-destruct or, you know, any number of different colours I can't think of.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of fun, you know, you measure anything really. But I wanted to go one step further for you guys and create like unique brand colors for you.
Wow.
Oh, mate, Jared, this is genuinely amazing. All right, well, we are going to throw the official codes up now.
Yeah.
On our Matt and Alex Instagram. And Jared, I mean, just, I honestly can't thank you enough for this. What would you call your own paint, do you reckon?
I have no idea, man.
I mean, Jared May, maybe or something like that.
Oh, look, you know, my business is Mayday Painting because my surname is May. And so I've always thought of using the tagline, where there's a May, there's a way. So I could call it that.
Well, you have proven that today. keep an eye on matt.n.alex on Instagram. You'll be able to see the process. And if you want to head down to your local hardware store, to the paint department, and tell them, I want some Crumalicious. It's a base deep CV 6.25 DD 22.75 and G 6.5. Then you're going to be getting the dulcet caramel tones of Crumalicious ready to paint on any wall you like.
I have had a few people say, why would they name a paint colour Rat Dog? And then I've got to explain the whole, you know, 6 years worth of
back in the day, Alex Dyson played some Venga Boys on Triple J.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway. Thanks, Jared. You're an absolute legend. Have a great weekend, hey?
See you, boys. Thanks very much.
Catch you later. Bye.
Hey, thank you. And thank you to the Inspiration Store in Forestdale, Western Australia. If you do want to see that custom formula in person, check out the custom formula section. But other than that, as Jared said, check out our Instagram, get the codes, and head to your local Dulux or Bunnings or wherever you can make up colours and get it done. How good is that?
Imagine having Rat Dog on the bedroom walls. That would be real good. Or at least put it on the kennel.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Paint the backyard kennel
Please
Rat Dog.
Please paint your dog house Rat Dog and Crumalicious and send us what you've painted in these stores. And the winner, whoever's painted the best thing in these colours gets a crumb bag for sure.
Oh, no doubt about that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jared. Thank you for listening as well. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We'll see you next Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.